The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this live Sunday worldwide broadcast, the 17th day of April, 2016. We'll be here for the next 2 hours. The entire 9/11 fraud is beginning to unravel. The 28 pages, you heard us talk about it 16 years ago or 15 years ago, the congressional report the year after. You've heard us talk about it in the last 15 years ad nauseum. And everything that we basically laid out has now been proven correct yet again. And Saudi Arabia is holding the United States hostage, threatening us if we try to bring the information out and if it's declassified. But first, a threat not of man, but of Mother Earth.
+44,000 people have evacuated the Japanese town of Mashiki on the southern portion of the Land of the Rising Sun following a 7.4 magnitude earthquake that has killed at least 9 and injured 858. If you have been paying attention, you may have noticed the frequency of earthquakes being reported in 2016 has been unyielding. Recently, a magnitude 6.5 earthquake hit Vanuatu. A magnitude 5.9 earthquake hit the southern Philippines. A magnitude 6.9 earthquake rocked Myanmar, and on April 10th, a 6.6 magnitude quake hit Kabul with aftershocks in India. On April 8th, there was a magnitude 4.2 earthquake in Nepal. Nepal was also hit earlier with a large 5.5 magnitude quake on February 22nd. And in the beginning of 2016, on January 20th, there was a 6.1 magnitude earthquake in China. And 16 days prior, 11 people had died when a 6.7 magnitude earthquake hit Manipur in India. Michael Snyder of End of the American Dream writes, "Why is the crust of the earth shaking so violently all of a sudden?" Seismologist Bill Ham of the University of Colorado has made headlines all over the world by warning that current conditions might trigger at least 4 earthquakes greater than 8.0 in magnitude. If his projections are accurate, our planet could be on the precipice of a wave of natural disasters unlike anything that any of us have ever experienced before. Basically, what we saw in Japan earlier today is tiny compared to the destruction Bilham has been desperately trying to compel governments all over the globe to be aware of. But Bilham has been turned away from at least one country that refused to hear the truth. In 2012, Indian officials deported Bilham when his plane arrived in New Delhi. Why? Bilham had raised concerns about the dangerous seismic activity in the Jaipur region where a nuclear plant was being planned. Meanwhile, authorities are quietly racing to monitor the many volcanoes blowing their tops. Currently, there are 38 active volcanoes as the Earth moves through its volcano season. The WorldNet Daily writes, "There is a 5% to a 10% chance in the next 80 years, scientists say, one of these eruptions will kill millions of people and poison the atmosphere beyond the imagination of anything man's activity could do in 1,000 years. And no one is yet making any plans to deal with the calamitous possibilities."
But earthquakes are earthquakes, and I don't know. Hopefully we just won't ever have to worry about it.
How does that make you feel, living here and running a business here?
It just feels kind of awkward. I didn't know about that fault. We've had earthquakes here in the last 2 or 3 months that weren't as big as this. But I'm just happy that I have a building that I know that can withstand it.
This relatively unknown fault line that was here, and you can see where the road has just separated into, it was pushed up against each other directly in this area. Sidewalks are about 3 feet high in some places. True to California fashion, some of the children have seen this as their opportunity to have their own makeshift bike ramps and skate ramps, trying to make the best of this situation.
All eyes should be on the Ring of Fire as the trenches activate the tectonic plates at exponential levels and earthquake news events multiply. John Baum for InfoWars.com.
We'll be back. Stay with us. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There is a paradox. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday worldwide transmission, the 17th day of April, 2016. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and then, of course, we return weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. InfoWars Nightly News also airs 7 o'clock Central. Find all the details at InfoWars.com in the Listen and Watch section. This is primarily a radio/TV multimedia transmission. And, of course, we are simulcasting on radio and television. Anyone listening on radio can simply go to InfoWars.com/show to find all the free podcast, audio feeds, video feeds, Droid apps, iPhone apps. It's all free. InfoWars.com/show. It's a paradox. My job is getting easier all the time because the globalists are just out in the open trying to hide their crimes in plain view now because they can't basically bamboozle or hoodwink the public into not understanding that it exists anymore. So what I was covering 21 years ago on air, what Barry Goldwater was fighting 50 years ago in the Senate, what Ron Paul was fighting 30 years ago in Congress, was very stealth. But now exactly what the old-timers told us they were planning, they had the documents, was mainly government whistleblowers, top military brass, members of Congress, you name it, that went public. They'd write a book, they'd warn people, the mainstream media would make fun of them, but people listened, and the seeds were planted. And as the global government grew exponentially, but still incrementally, like a metastasizing cancer, there was countless individuals and groups out there that went out, did their own research, and verified what nationalist, pro-freedom patriots had warned them about. So those Paul Revere's, going back to 1913, that fought the establishment of the private Federal Reserve and others. Those patriots in the last 100-plus years are the reason today we have a fighting chance. Think about how awake the general public is now to the fact that the stock market's rigged, the interest rates are rigged, the currency speculation is rigged, the gold and silver markets are rigged, that the Federal Reserve, again, is private. The public is beginning to wake up and understand that we have a multinational oligarchy of private offshore corporations conquering the globe and seeking to dumb us down and create artificial civilization that disconnects us from common sense and domesticates us because they've stolen the world. Now they want to keep what they've stolen. Now, that said, the paradox is it's out in the open now. But the part of the paradox that makes it not be so easy is that they're doing so much so fast and moving so quickly and don't care and have institutional control and don't get in trouble, that they're above the law. And so there's this moment of collective cognitive dissonance, or it's beyond that, this moment of collective shrugging the shoulders and saying, what are you going to do about it? This moment of collective giving up. And not everybody's given up. But a large portion of people that are aware of what's happening just say, you're not going to change it. Well, let me tell those people something. If you lay down to tyranny, it will only progress and get worse like cancer. You have to throw sand in the gears of anti-human, unconstitutional, anti-family, totalitarian baloney. It's like saying, I don't want to have to breathe, it's work. You die if you don't. Or, I don't want to have to walk around the block with a dog. You know, it's too boring, and it's tiring. You'll end up dying 20, 30 years young. You'll end up being in a wheelchair when you're 50, living like that. It's not work to fight tyranny. It's not work to be informed. It's animating. It's the animating contest of liberty. It's what it's all about. Now, that said, we've got a big, now hour and 49 minutes lined up before us here today. Incredible naked theft in Georgia, where Trump won handily. They just took the delegates, the Associated Press announced it like it was no big deal. And that's the bigger story, is how the mainstream media goes along with this. Another headline, Infowars.com. It's also in Yahoo. Cruz wins another voterless contest in Wyoming. And he called it a, quote, grassroots victory of the voters, close quote. A total inversion of reality. So that's up on Infowars.com. We're going to be breaking all of that down. Ted Cruz celebrates Wyoming win, calling voterless contest a grassroots uprising. Party bosses plan to rob Trump in Wyoming and Indiana. Yeah, there we are a few days ago telling you about that. They've now done it. And don't worry, UN Human Rights Commission blasts Trump's hateful slander of foreigners. You know who runs the commission? Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and other dictatorships in the Middle East. That's actually who runs the commission, is Saudi Arabia. That's like having, I don't know, who's the most famous child molester in U.S. history? I don't know the answer to that. You guys ask Google who is the most famous or most notorious child molester. It'd be like putting a child molester over the local neighborhood watch program for children or something. Saudi Arabia that chops women's heads off that refuse to wear headdresses, beekeeper suits, and that chops homosexuals' heads off. But see, the homosexuals, they're mad I'm using the word homosexual. They don't care if Saudi Arabia chops their head off. I use the word homosexual not because I dislike you, but because you're not going to tell me what words to use. That's cult garbage. UN rights chief decries bigotry in the U.S. presidential race. UN rights chief. Jordan and Saudi Arabia run the stinking thing. We're going to get to all of that, and I've got a big stack of censorship news coming up from all over the world against nationalists, against fathers, against Christians, against patriots, against the most law-abiding, decent people. Merkel is going to arrest the person on TV that wrote a poem about the dictator, basically, of Turkey. He has staged elections, but it's admitted he kills anybody that gets in his way. Arrest newspaper chiefs, you name it. Erdogan. Germany's going to arrest. See, by the way, even the Seattle Post Intelligencer are asked, man, the Black Lives Matter people and other social justice warriors, they won't let anybody have free speech. They attack people. Is that okay? Is that their safe space now? And they go, yes, it is their safe space. You don't get free speech when the left says so. The whole world's a safe space, a free speech zone for you. But they have free speech because they are fascist, brown shirt, lowbrow idiots. I mean, you go out to a Sanders rally or a Hillary rally and these social justice warriors, I don't care if they're black or white. They can hardly talk. And we've got more than 30 videos on InfoWars.com, Facebook. We shot them live on Facebook, live on Ustream, live on InfoWars Nightly News, live everywhere. When I say 30 or 40, it's like 100 videos. I mean, I can't even count them. I couldn't even watch them all. They're all so insane. Like the worst 10 or 15 or so are on the website on InfoWars.com. I mean, it is crazy. They were in New York where the anti-Trump people attacked free speech and went crazy and beat people up for no reason. Even folks who were just out there observing, they just beat them up. The police, of course, let them do it because that's white privilege to be attacked for your race and be left alone and no one protects you. And then our crew went out to Denver where they stole last week the popular vote. I mean, forget Donald Trump, whether you love him or hate him. They stole that. Our crew went and covered that Friday. And then yesterday they were in Portland, Oregon, at the university where the left shut down six Trump supporters last week who were students and said, don't try to have free speech, it's over. We went there, we conquered, InfoWarriors showed up by the hundreds, and we restored. That's the real story. The First Amendment that's been fought so hard for since 1776 that these dirtbags wanted to bury. And Saudi Arabia is trying to hold us hostage. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
That's right. Raising the debt, the national debt, does not raise the debt. And now they've given the president.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Blanket control going out to the next president to just put us into any debt they want. We're being maneuvered into total receivership, total bankruptcy. And I want new listeners and viewers to understand something. You are not hearing rhetoric. I mean, this is what global government is what the New World Order is mega banks controlling huge corporate combines, taking over nation states and maneuvering them towards total collapse. That is the Agenda 21, Cloward and Piven globalist program of dependency. So coming up, the theft of more states like Georgia and Wyoming. And they even had a popular vote in Georgia. But then when Trump won, they just said, no, we're giving it to Ted Cruz, like Tennessee, like Louisiana, and so many other states like Arizona. But instead, they're doing a new thing where they just go, oh, we changed the rules, or if we wanted to months ago, we can, in Wyoming and Colorado and all those other states, we can just not even have the election. And then when DrudgeReport.com and InfoWars.com points out this is crazy and this is wrong, they have mainstream media come out and go, can you believe these nuts? They claim there's something called voters. But it is backfiring on the public. The public is understanding what's happening. They get that there is a fraud going on, and it's a huge wake-up call. I mean, look at this Hill article. RNC chief, no changes to delegate requirements likely. And then he goes on to say, yeah, the delegates can just represent whoever they want, even though they're pledged to the voters in the precinct. And there's another article, Republican Party delegates feel sudden power as balance shifts. It'd be like if you had 10 employees at a restaurant and you showed up as the owner and they told you, we've formed a union, we're throwing you out, we own your business now. And they really believe, because they say so, that that's the case. It's like Kim Jong-un, the son of Kim Jong-il, the son of his dad, the dictator. They become royalty, and he really believes, waddling around, unable to tie his own shoelaces, that he is God the Emperor of the poor slaves, and they can't produce anything. Worse than Cuba. No cars. They can produce nothing. Nothing. All they got is a bunch of Chinese and Russian artillery and old rotting tanks from the 50s. But doesn't matter. He's obese and went to a prep school in Switzerland, so it's okay. And there's lots of uniforms and lots of spies and lots of control over what language you use. And, oh, it's just such a big power trip. Look at the photo right above that one where he's looking off, the one next to it. Yeah, no, three. Yeah, that one. Look at that. Look at the power trip. Murdering, executing whoever he wants. The guy can't even bench press probably 45 pounds. But he rules a state because it's perfect for him in history. Only a big bloated evil government would want such a thing running it. But all you pseudo-intellectuals about Bernie Sanders. By the way, when we come back from break, we're going to break in a while, but when we come back, Bill Clinton finally told the truth. I'm stunned by it. This is a big deal. We're going to cover that. So let me tell you what's coming up. Bill Clinton told the truth. We're going to get into the election being stolen all across the country by the RNC. We're going to get into billion-dollar lawsuit filed following Deutsche Bank's admission of gold-silver rigging. We're going to get into the world's strongest earthquakes now hitting, ever recorded. and the most frequent. And there's one area that hasn't been hit, and it's 2+ years overdue, according to all the mainline seismologists and people that study earthquakes, and the volcanologists that study the volcanoes and the rest of it. A bunch of earthquakes today hitting Japan, a bunch hitting just all over the world yesterday. I mean, this is getting crazy. We're going to break all that down. And we're also going to be getting into, as I mentioned, the massive censorship and just outright political persecution going on by the so-called left. And see, the left traditionally are the ones sticking up for civil liberties and human rights. So the establishment worldwide is coming after rights from a twisted leftist perspective because they want to get the leftist opposition to stand down and put up with it. And it's a master stroke, but man, it's really getting crazy. It's really getting out of control. And we got Rob Deuce coming on at the start of the next hour. He's at DFW right now, just flew in from Portland. They were again in Portland. Before that, they were in Denver, Colorado, fighting against the theft election there that happened last week. And then, of course, before that, they were in New York, where the anti-Trump people were attacking just people that were out there for free speech, period. A lot of folks we talked to weren't even supporting Trump. They just came out to see it, but if they were white, they were attacked. One guy was out there promoting the Second Amendment and just saying, look, we need to defend free speech and the Second Amendment. So he got attacked and beat up, and the police did nothing. So I'm not looking for trouble, but any when I go to Cleveland and other places, anybody thinks they're going to knock me upside the head, I got some news for you. I kick like a mule and I bite like a crocodile. And so, okay, all right, go ahead. Go ahead, and I'll probably get arrested. It'll be on video. Somebody pops me in the head, I'm going to pop them right in their nose. I'm going to pop them right in their eye, pop them right in their throat, depending on... Somebody really goes after me, I'm gonna target. And you can find out. And I'm sure you're big and tough. I get it. In there watching Oprah Winfrey and TV all day and eating, you know, glow in the dark GMO cereal. It's just that I am coming to execute the First Amendment and I will defend it. So that's what it comes down to. It's just amazing. No, I will be in Cleveland with no bodyguards. That's what I do. I get down there in the street, folks. That's who I am. And good Lord above is my protection. And, I mean, I guess I've had a few concealed carry people here and there now when I'm out. But, I mean, whatever. The point is some loon is going to do what a loon's going to do. And so I'm here openly saying I'm not a coward like Bloomberg, who has 15 bodyguards on average. We have video of it in New York, but after he was out, we visited Austin, other cities, trying to ban our right to own guns. People that don't have the money to have 15 bodyguards. And he'll have 15 bodyguards with guns, but he wants you disarmed and alone and cold in your home. And so many low-level predators aren't even part of the establishment, but they get this instinct to serve the establishment, and they love it, and they get off on it, and they think of themselves as the elite, and they love the idea of lots of little disarmed slaves, and they imagine how they're commissars and political apparatuses of the system. But the first thing I'm going to cover when we return, and I'm going to start now getting into the articles. I've mentioned a smattering of what's coming up. Now we're going to start covering it. Do I get a Pulitzer Prize? Not that I want one. I mean, I wouldn't want a Nobel Prize for literature or a Nobel Prize for journalism or a Nobel Prize for peace because they give them to Al Gore, Henry Kissinger, Barack Obama. It's like, you know, being given, Tyrant of the Year Award or something. But I don't get an award for being the first to say they were going to stage an attack before 9/11 and then on 9/11 and that the Saudi Arabia was involved and our government stood down. It's now all over mainstream news, headlines. Saudi Arabia threatens to pull $750 billion from U.S. economy if Congress allows them to be sued for 9/11 terror attacks.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigMoneyBig.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. BigMoneyBig.com. That's BigMoneyBig.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Another word. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another word. Another time. His Bible is green and good. Until the Christmas pact.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Now, coming up, next hour, we're getting into election 2016 with Richard Reeves popping in from on the road, Rob Dew and the crew at the Dallas airport flying in from Portland, where the left announced at the Portland State College there, we do not allow free speech. We do not allow students to have Trump events or basically any other conservative events. And so hundreds of InfoWarriors showed up to say no to that. And they were out there all day trying to stop our free speech. They were shut down. That footage is there and more. Also, our crew up there reporting and openly being biased for voters, being able to vote, being openly biased to tell the truth, being openly biased to promote America and freedom. We were out there covering the hundreds and hundreds of people. We estimated about 400, Rob Dew did, demonstrating in front of the RNC headquarters there in Denver, where they just said, we're not going to have voters this time. We're going to suspend it, and the party is going to give the 34 delegates to Ted Cruz. And that's now happened a week later. Cruz wins another voterless contest in Wyoming. Again, he won Georgia, but it's been given to Ted Cruz, even though they had a vote there. The voters are just being ignored, and they're saying you are now ceremonial, and everything's normal, and you're a conspiracy theorist if you don't buy into that. That's coming up. But don't worry, the Saudi Arabian government is on the Human Rights Commission, and it's headed up by the Jordan government, that's the chair, and they're criticizing Donald Trump and investigating him, saying we should have borders. They have total control of their borders and chop thousands of people's heads off every year, including people for their sexual preference and orientation. But don't worry, Circus Soleil, I'm going to be covering this, is banning coming to a bunch of states that have passed pro-Christian laws saying Christians can't be persecuted, you know, if they won't bake a cake for somebody or something. But Circus Soleil is going to the Middle East, to all the top countries that murder anyone for their sexual preference that isn't, well, they'll kill you if you commit adultery, too. It's all bull. It's all about bullying America. Oh, Donald Trump said we might have a border. That's so evil. Look. Wall Street Journal, Chinese finance minister takes aim at Donald Trump's trade policies. Yeah, they have 35 to 40% currency tariffs on us. And then they tell us, we're screwing you. Nothing's made in your country. Ah, the Chinese generals own everything. We murder political dissidents, kill Buddhists, and sell their organs. And you listen to us, you Hitler. They call Trump you Hitler. Does Trump have mobile execution vans? Does he kill Buddhist priests? No, you do. You do. And so you say he's Hitler. Redonkulous. There is no end to the level of this bull. But now, let's get into Saudi Arabia. This is a big deal. Let's go to drudgereport.com. And I tell you, you go to Infowars.com. There's one little article linked there from a couple days ago when they first made this threat on Friday down at the bottom of the page. You talk about a day late, a dollar short. We're 1,000 days early and got $10 trillion too much. I mean, that'd be the example of this. Because you'd think something that we're so on top of, that we were the progenitors of, that we took all the heat on, we'd be covering. When our time comes, but see, we don't do that. We're already light years ahead dealing with the latest. Like we told you 10 months ago, they're going to cancel elections and just give all the delegates to whoever the Republican anointed one is. We now know it's Ted Cruz. And here it is. RNC defends voterless elections. Don't give a darn. But look right here. I'm at DrudgeReport.com. Drudge is cutting edge, too. I'm just pointing out that he's cutting edge before, and then when it's time to be cutting edge, to take credit. We are way before and then never give ourselves credit. And I'm not bragging about how accurate we are. I'm just telling you, folks, you should pay attention to us and realize we're already ahead to the next big thing because we tend to launch any new movement or understanding of what's going on. Just like last week, we first reported on Russian jets buzzing U.S. aircraft carriers and ships. No one else was covering it. Now it's all over mainstream news. Drudge linked to our article on Friday, and then new events have happened, and Drudge has got those linked. And that's how Drudge leads the news. We lead the news as well. I'm just pointing out to you that remember, in 2001, 9/11 took place, I was on over 120 affiliates. I was already on 120 affiliates or more. A lot of them big stations. And the station manager started calling, and they said, stop saying that there was a stand-down order and that Saudi Arabia hijackers were CIA, and stop saying that the FBI says they were ordered to stand down. Stop saying the government did it, or you're off the air. And I lost probably 80 affiliates. I lost close to 70%. But it's better than losing my soul. Now, a lot of those stations came back later and picked us back up. A lot of them have been bought or sold since then, but What I'm getting at is, in the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. The media misrepresented what I said about 9/11. They also built straw men. And they tried to shut us up, but we didn't shut up. And I had the FBI agents on. I had the whistleblowers on. I had them all on, folks. I had Springman, the head of the visa section at the embassy, whose associates told him they were ordered to let the hijackers in. It was a secret CIA program. I told you there were drills on 9/11 from our sources of the exact same targets being hit. That later all came out in mainstream news. And I risked my life doing that to tell the truth, because I'm not going to sit here when something comes out that is destroying human liberty and freedom and threatening our whole future. They use the attacks to take our freedoms and try to butcher our republic, folks. So I had a responsibility to expose it. And now I've had members of Congress on, former members of the Senate on, FBI translators on, NSA translators on, Sybil Edmonds and others. I've had them all on, folks. And now NBC News headline, secret 28 pages of 9/11 report under new scrutiny. Saudi Arabia threatens to pull $750 billion from U.S. economy if Congress allows them to be sued for 9/11 terror attacks. That's New York Daily News. Continuing, and this is the really important article right here. Secret 28 pages of 9/11 report under new scrutiny, and then it goes into the U.S. government standing down. Here is the New York Post, how U.S. covered up Saudi role in 9/11. And when you cover up a role, you're now complicit. And they covered it up day one, ordering a NORAD stand down. And I've interviewed members of Congress that said they cried when they read the secret congressional report. Not the 9/11 commission, the congressional report that was done the first year. And then 6 of the 10 commissioners have gone public and said there's a cover up and that you need to have their report released. Not the public one, but their secret one as well. Who's vindicated? Who told you Saudi Arabia working with criminal elements of our government? And you see Obama today, this is bipartisan, working with the jihadis, working with them in Libya, in Syria, in Egypt to overthrow governments, working with them all over the world, protecting them, giving them weapons, giving them Stinger missiles, Benghazi, all of it. We have been proven right. And let me tell you why I savor this. Not because it proves I'm right, but because I did the right thing. I sacrificed career and future and tons of money. You ought to try being 26, 27, 28 years old. I'm 42 now, however old I was on 9/11. And to be sitting there out of my home studio on over 100-plus stations, some of them big, and the biggest syndicators in the world saying, we want to hire you right now. We want to pay you $5 million a year and a book deal. Come work for us. And you know what? I didn't do it. And I can stand here and be an honorable person and know I was right. I was proven right. I did the right thing. And now the globalists are panicking and in deep trouble, and it will come out, and all the rest of it will come out, and nothing on earth can stop it. You guys can start wars. You can have Al-Qaeda attack you brought into the country and divert from this. It won't work. We know criminal elements of our government and the global Federal Reserve Combine are running jihad operations as their secret proxy army with Saudi Arabia. And the whole thing's been blown wide open, and the Pentagon is now exposing it. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out 3 things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number 1, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number 2, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number 3, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, I use drugreport.com as an example pretty much every show because it's the dominant news site in the world, more traffic than Facebook and the New York Times combined. And why? Well, I mean, Drudge sees them canceling elections all over the country or taking elections where Trump's won now in six states and giving it to Ted Cruz, and he says, wow, let's link to a headline pointing out it's voterless. And then Ted Cruz and the dinosaur media and the RNC come out and say, Matt Drudge used to be good till he started listening to Alex Jones and came to visit him. Alex Jones has done something to him. That's been in multiple newspapers. Glenn Beck says that. No, Drudge was on radio 15 years ago talking about human cloning and how dangerous it is. I mean, what are you talking about? And GMO. I mean, we got people like Ted Nugent and Chuck Norris coming out concerned about GMO because they've read the studies. Isn't a left or right issue? It's common sense that when you don't have an election, you've got a problem. Bernie Sanders keeps winning states and they're giving it to Hillary. I can't stand Bernie Sanders, but I'm worried about the integrity of our system when they steal it in the open. They've been stealing it for a while here and there, trying to at least. But now they just do it in the open in this big psyop? And why else is Drudge successful, just like InfoWars.com is? Well, because when it's in, a congressman comes out a year ago, like Walter Jones, and comes on our show and says, this is what's inside the 28 pages, and Saudi Arabia ran the attacks, and NORAD was ordered to stand down, and it's going to implicate the Clintons and the Bushes and probably bring down a major government, but it needs to come out. Drudge linked to our article. Because I guess Drudge was concerned. Oh, and look at the results of the families and Trump talking about it. We advised Trump to talk about it. He's also a New Yorker. I'm just going to leave it at that. We asked Trump to come out against the Federal Reserve. He did 1 week later. Roger Stone said, watch what happens next week. And it happened, didn't it? By the way, he didn't tell Trump what to say. Trump was already mad at the Federal Reserve. He just reminded him to bring it up. Turns out Trump's been reading books like None Dare Call a Conspiracy since the 70s. And I'm going to stop right there. But I'm going to tell you. I've been told by Dr. Corsi and a bunch of other folks that have known him for 40 years, Trump is a closet anti-New World Order guy. He just knows the stigma the media's pushed and is just bringing the issues out instead of the buzzwords, like the 28 pages a few months ago, and look at what's happening. See, pebble in the stream, pebble in the pond, and the ripples it sends out. Just like I told you a few months ago, the 9/11 hoax is coming down. They want to come out and say, Jones says Bush blew up the towers with Wile E. Coyote and TNT. And Jones says there's no radical Muslims. And Jones says all these things we didn't say. There is radical Islam. It is trying to attack us. Our government's bringing them into Europe and the U.S., not vetting them. So when they do attack, they'll take our liberties. That's the false flag. Open and shut, that you're letting them in. You're letting it happen. Just like in Europe, declaring civil emergency and banning free speech after they allow these attacks to take place. It's 2 plus 2 equals 4. It is cause and effect. They have the motive. They have the means. They have the history. They've been caught doing it. And now members of the Senate, members of the House, they've gone public and they say, okay, it's admitted. Well, of course it's admitted. The FBI, for all its issues, I used to get tricked into just bashing different government agencies for no reason, just as if that was the enemy, that was the problem. That's where I realized, wait a minute, over all these years, it was the FBI in 7 states tried to stop the attacks, knew who it was, and was blocked from doing it in order to stand down, and then agents were demoted. Why am I buying into just bashing them wholesale? It's like bashing cops because one cop does something. It's just mind control. It's a bunch of George Soros baloney. Does it mean the government's not completely corrupt and out of control at the top? Absolutely. Should it be reformed? Absolutely. But Americans need to come together and fix this country and not fight with each other over race and whether you work for the government or don't work for the government. Most people I talk to, whether they work for the government or work in private industry, know this country's in trouble and want to save this country. I mean, we're in trouble, folks. The amount of evil out in the open is mind-blowing. Look at these articles. New York Daily News, Royal Scum is the headline. Saudis threatened asset dump if blamed for 9/11 showdown. 700 plus billion they're going to pull out of the U.S. Well, why are they running our country anyways? And Fox News is partly on. Give me a break, folks. Saudi Arabia uses international terrorism. They've invaded Syria. They're behind ISIS and Al-Qaeda. It's their proxy army. It's on record. Secret 28 pages under scrutiny ahead of Obama trip. We need regime change there. Hey, you want to threaten us with your tottering dictatorship over there? You're like North Korea. Secret 28 pages under scrutiny ahead of Obama trip to Saudi Arabia. Now USA covered up Saudi Arabia role. Oh, how the U.S. covered it up. How the U.S. covered it up. How the U.S. covered it up. That's in the New York Times. That's in Bloomberg. That is everywhere now. That is in the news. That is in the New York Post. What are you going to do, bad boys, when they come for you? And let me tell you why this feels good. I will defy death. I will do things that are risky if I have to do it first. And I'm so sick of sitting around and seeing nobody else do it, and I got to hit the barbed wire first. But I'm ready for other people to hit the barbed wire. I'm ready for other people to take the risk and be part of history as well. I have responsibility when I know something to tell the truth. It doesn't mean that I like the consequences. You think I like saying about all that advertising money on all those stations when they took me off all those stations? You think I like the death threats? You think I liked all the other dirty tricks I had to go through? The character assassination operations, not just from mainstream media, but armies of trolls, armies of stalkers, stuff I could write best-selling novels on. But it had to be novels to protect the innocent. But, you know, it's all exciting. It's the animating contest. I wouldn't. The persecution's kind of fun. It's interesting. It becomes, let's just say my life's not boring. So I'll tell you, I know that I'm the first to expose 9/11 2 months before it happened. I said, they're going to blow up the World Trade Center, blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. I did the day it happened. I exposed the whole thing, the drills, all of it, had all the big whistleblowers on, had the deputy head of emergency management on. He was dead 2 weeks after he was on the show, Barry Jennings. I mean, you know, I'm proud of the fact that, you know what? I'm a man. I'm proud of the fact that I don't cower in fear. I'm proud of the fact that I told the truth. I'm proud of the fact it's all come out. And more and more and more is going to come out. And people look at me and say, you're a weirdo because you think voters should vote in the election. And I'm just like, okay, whatever. Hey, says fluoride gives you brain damage. Harvard study. You want to point at me and call me a kook because I got hundreds of studies? Okay, whatever. The truth is, I know what I'm talking about. A bunch of dumb, unintellectual people who are uninformed want to have the proper accent, the proper outfit, and act trendy and wear all black or whatever they do, or you know what trendies do, and or have the beard like the funny guy from The Hangover. If you were smart and had the beard like the guy from The Hangover, then you'd be cool. Not against beards or tattoos. I'm just sick of people that are all hat and no cattle. We're going to come back and get into the other news. The massive chilling attack on free speech happening everywhere. This is so incredible. Wait till we get to this, because they can't win debates with us. They've got to shut us down. But 9/11 truth is coming out, being proven right, being vindicated. All of you that stood up for 9/11 truth, you're vindicated. All of you that got attacked for speaking out about it, you are just as important as I am, or more important. To all the whistleblowers, to everybody in the government that told the truth and went through hell to do it, to Sibel Edmonds and the FBI agents and the count and the visa people and all of them, the thousands of whistleblowers that got persecuted. Good job for standing up for humanity. We salute you. When I tell you how satisfying it is to tell the truth, be proven right, and be vindicated, it's not for my ego. It's for other people to know historically the truth will come out in the end. Briefly, if you'd like to support and get super high-quality products, the absolute tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, InfoWarsStore.com's got the best non-GMO heirloom seeds, the best high-quality storable foods that last 25 years is fresh and super high-quality. InfoWars Select, powered by My Patriot Supply. InfoWarsStore.com. You will get the lowest prices on storable food, the highest quality, lowest prices out there on the widest spectrum of non-GMO heirloom seeds. Of Hillary for Prison t-shirts, and an unprecedented 45% off our flagship brain pill, Nootropic Brain Force. 25% off what it's normally discounted at off the retail. It's 45% off retail now, 25% off the discount. Find out what this Nootropic's got in it today at InfoWarsLife.com. DNA Force. With Bio PQQ and the highest quality Resveratrol and just everything else. Just go check out DNA Force. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceuticals. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site, or call toll free 888-253-3139. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We can answer all your questions. 888-253-3139. I'm Alex E. Jones, fighting from the state of Texas against the globalist juggernaut. Hour two straight ahead. Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.